I'm Kim Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown. Joining me is Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. And Matt, you know, I've been on this beat for quite a while, and I have never seen Hollywood in such a state of disarray and really panic and fear and confusion. And we're talking about two of the major studios now are leaderless. That's Sony Pictures, where Michael Lynton left, and there is no replacement. He's supposedly still sort of there, but everybody wants to know who is going to be in charge there. And Paramount, Brad Gray was ousted, and now there's sort of a little committee in place. But people believe that maybe, as we speak, that Jim Giannopoulos, formerly of the chairman of Fox, may take that job. And with Michael DeLuca, who is a producer who just did the Academy Awards and was just a guest on our show, The Business, I haven't seen this before. Even rumors from normally reliable sources tend to not check out and die before you can even make a few phone calls.
Right. And, you know, in addition to some uncertainty at Warner Brothers with the impending AT&T Time Warner merger, there's also an upending of the traditional hierarchy going on, because while you have these openings at traditional film studios, Netflix has been looking for someone to run its push into film. And that turns out is the more attractive job right now than these other studios. Netflix is going to, we are told, is going to be getting Scott Stuber, who is a producer and former executive, to run their ambitious push into film. And around town, you hear that that's the A job. And these other studios, which for 85, you know, 95 years have been the amazing places to work, the top job you could ever aspire to, are sort of secondary to that.
Yeah, and there's a sort of a really striking shortage of names in circulation for these jobs. Jim Giannopoulos, once he left Fox, was rumored for everything. And now you've got openings for sure at Sony and at Paramount and possibly at Warner Brothers. I think most people in the industry expect that will happen. And these,
don't forget Legendary. Legendary Pictures has a, you know, a very aggressive owner in Wanda from China, and they want to launch their film initiative. They got rid of Thomas Tull, and there's a job there.
And they went after Jim Giannopoulos, and a lot of uncertainty in what's going on with China, a lot of trouble getting money out of the country, a lot of people worrying about all of these deals that studios have with China. So that becomes a less appealing thing. But once again, it's like Jim Giannopoulos, rumored for Sony, rumored for Paramount, rumored for Legendary. And then the drop-off, there's a few other names, but actually really fewer than there are openings. There's just been a lack of succession planning and grooming, and then there's a sort of void.
Right, and Jim Giannopoulos, while a seasoned and very respected executive, is in his mid-60s. And, you know, a lot of these names that pop up for these jobs are people that have been running studios for decades now. So the question arises, where is that next generation of executive talent that's ready to step into it? Or are all those people off in the digital business or off in the television business and the film business with its pre-branded properties and such, you know, limited opportunities for creative big swings? Is that just not as attractive for these top talented executives anymore?
I think that's absolutely right. Thank you, Matt. That's Matt Bellany, editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter. He joins me this Monday at 2:30 on The Business. I'm Masters, and this is The Hollywood Breakdown.